This is Kevin Craig seeking marketing advice. I've got a list of domains here that I've registered over the years, over many years. When I first registered them, they were much cheaper than they are today, so I'm going to have to cut a few of them. And the question is, which ones are most useful for spreading the vine and fig tree vision? Now, up at the top of the page, you've got the categories, and the domains are filed under the categories. And some domains are filed under multiple categories. The first category is 95 Theses. I like that. The first one, 95 American Theses. Number one, I'm thinking about dumping everything that has to do with America. We'll talk about that in a minute. 95 Days of Christmas. I like that one. 95 Theses. It's something that if somebody's looking for 95 Theses, they might find that, and then they might find my 95 Theses, the Vine and Fig Tree 95 Theses, and that's the goal. New 95 Theses, I don't know, I think I'll cut that one. 95 Days, the 95. I want to have both because some people search for the 95, and I have a tendency to speak of them as the 95 Days of Christmas, so I've got both. Americanism. I'm thinking about cutting this. I thought about having these approaches because I deal with politics, and I try to reach like the wall builders crowd, the David Barton crowd, the Christian America crowd, people who are sort of like proud to be Americans in some way. But I'm not proud to be an American anymore, and so I think I'll cut that. I don't even want to reinforce the idea of America as anything worth promoting. So kill 95 American Theses, abolish the USA, I kind of like that. See, American Anarchist, forget that. Americanism 101. I might keep that. American Revolution Coaching. Okay, there's two questions there. One is three questions. American, I don't like that. Revolution, I don't like that. I don't even like to appeal to that anymore. I mean, I was thinking, there's people who are into the Tea Party types, the tax protester types, people who might be interested in revolution, and then I can say why a revolution is wrong. Now, down there at the end of the American category, the end of the Americanism category, we've got Would Jesus Celebrate Independence Day? See, I like that because that reaches people, and then it has the message right there pretty clearly. American Revolution Coaching? Forget that. Be a Better American? Ick. Be a Great American? Nope. Committees of Correspondence goes along with the Samuel Adams coaching website. I don't know. Maybe I'll keep that. Is America a Christian Nation? I do like that one. I do want to reach that one. That's a great controversial subject. July 4th, 1776. I'll keep that. Liberty coaching? I don't know. I'd rather have servant coaching. Liberty under God? I like those Liberty under God things. That's my campaign thing. Pathetic Americans is based on some kind of tirade that Bill O'Reilly was on a few years ago. For a month or so, I think it was. Anyway, read the Constitution? Nah, who cares? Real American coaching? I don't like real American. I'm not sure about coaching. Repeal the Constitution? I don't know. Obviously, I don't know is my middle name, and I hate making decisions. So that's why I'm asking for your vote. Tea Party coaching, I think, is good. It hits the Tea Party movement. But the Tea Party movement starts dying, that would be a dead domain. The American Anarchist, forget that. Last American Revolution. Now, see, that's a good one because it doesn't play into it so much, but maybe I'll have to dump that too. Third Great Awakening. Well, that's pretty obvious, but how many people are searching for Great Awakening anymore anyway? True American coaching, and then you are the people. The idea is that you need to do something, you need to take action if you're going to be a real American, but I don't want to stress the real American stuff. Anarchism. I think I've got too many anarchism domains there. What do you think? American Anarchist, forget that. Anarchist Bible Bet, I like that. Anarchist Brainwashing. See, some of these I think were just to be controversial, just a tweak. Anarcho-Calvinism. I don't know how many people look for Calvinism anymore. It's such a small audience of people who are interested in Calvinism who then might also be intrigued by anarcho-Calvinism. Same with creationism. Same with theocracy. Then I've got the same things without hyphens. See, I'm just trying to get as many ways to put these up there on the domain as I can, but I think they all need to go. Archists Anonymous. I like that one. That one's gonna fly someday. Because we've got Alcoholics Anonymous, we've got Debtors Anonymous, we've got Sexaholics Anonymous, we've got all kinds of anonymous groups. But this is a really good one. biblical anarcho-capitalism? I don't think so. I just don't think that. I don't think, in theory, when you buy a domain for $1.99, or even as the price now is somewhere over $6, $8, I don't know what they are. Some of them are different. They have all kinds of different prices now. But the idea is, if you get one person there who buys your stuff, then the domain is easily paid for itself. So it's not like the domain is a bad investment. It's just that right now, at this current juncture in my financial meltdown, I don't have money to pay for all these domains, so I'm afraid we're going to have to just get rid of some of them. Christmas conspiracy, I like that one. Did I skip a few there? Christian anarchism, Christian anarchists, Christian anarcho-capitalism. Capitalism, it's a strange word. Nobody knows what it means anymore, so I'm considering getting rid of all the capitalism domains, because some people think capitalism is good, some people think it's bad. It just, I don't know. What's the point? Dominion anarchism, I like that one, but it's not necessarily any better than any of the others. It's just that I happen to personally like it. Christmas conspiracy stays. Extremists. Extremists for Christ, again, it's sort of like almost Westboro Baptist kind of thing. I don't think that's a very good one. Government is evil. I definitely want to keep that, because there's a professor somewhere who has government is good, and this is designed to be a refutation of his whole website. I am an anarchist. I don't know. Laissez-faire capitalism. Nice domain name. I might try to sell it, but I can't pay for it, so I can't keep it, and I don't know. I'm not sure. I like to promote capitalism. I like nagocracy. No more archists. That's pretty interesting. Repeal the Constitution. That's possible. Romans 13 is a crusher. I know a lot of people who want that domain. Taxation is theft. I don't know why Tax Day is still in there. I got rid of that one already. Okay, American, forget the American. The virtuous anarchist. I sort of like putting virtue and anarchist together. It's kind of one of these oxymoron type things that get people going. Then there's unarchist. As opposed to anarchy, unarchy. I like that name. I didn't get the unarchy dot. Oh, maybe I did. Unarchist. Anyway, I think that's a possible keeper. I put together apologetics, taking Christianity seriously, for one of the Future Men kids, and I don't know what he did with it or what's happening with it, but it's a possible loser. Bible. The third time's a charm one is based on the idea that when I took my grandparents, who were living out here in the winter, and then my grandpa got back surgery, and then preceding that, at the Wilson's house, we're reading the Bible there. During that year, I read through the Bible three times, and that's when I became an anarchist, was by reading the Bible three times and underlining every verse that had to do with government. So that's the purpose of that one. Worship the Word. You know, I've got that one web page on how we're supposed to worship the Word and why we're supposed to worship the Bible and how we're supposed to be bibliolaters and stuff like that. I'm so out of it in terms of being isolated here with my home healthcare duties that I don't know how many people are talking about anything anymore. I like your Bible coach. Under business, we've got doing the right thing. The reason I got that one is because Chuck Colson had a big, huge push a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, maybe now. I don't even know how long ago it was, on doing the right thing. He got doingtherightthing.com and .org. I wanted to kind of pick up on some people who might be searching for the Chuck Colson thing, but he's not pushing that anymore, so I'll probably have to pitch that. Goodandfaithfulservant.com, I kind of like that one. True riches. Well, in the midst of all my studying about marketing and stuff, I was just kind of reacting against some of the, you know, get-rich-quick people and wanted to have something on what true riches were, and I kind of liked that broken domain, truerich.s. That was sort of cute, but I don't know if it's valuable. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know how many of these. Basically, just to talk about strategy, overall strategy, instead of talking about just the specific domains, the overall strategy is, once I get the whole coaching program up on the internet, all the audios, and into a membership site, membership sites can be cloned and put under all these different domains, so that every one of these has basically the same program, but they appeal to different people. They catch people with different bait, but it's the same program. So once the program is done, all of these domains can really quickly be initiated and turned on, and then they start working more or less on autopilot. because the software, the membership software, just dishes out everybody's assignments every day, and everything's automatic once you get them rolling. Which, you know, here's the biggest problem with my biggest problem in all this domain stuff is that I get an idea for another domain, and I work a little bit on it, but I don't finish the whole major program. So I need to be a little more disciplined in getting that whole major program set up, and then I can start branching out into some of these other domains. Of course, if I lose all the domains, then I won't be able to branch out into them, because once I release the domain, once I do not renew the domain, it gets bought by a squatter, and the squatter will, you know, he won't let it go for less than $1,000 because he knows somebody wanted it before. And then if they want it back, they're going to have to pay $1,000 to get it back. Anarcho-Calvinism, again, we talked about Calvin. It was Astonishing Providence. I like that one. It's already got a page on it. That's I like that one. Covenantal Pacifist, that's a good one. Covenant Living, I've got that under Theonomy as well. John Calvin, John Knox Coaching. Again, I don't know if I talked about this yet on this audio, but the whole coaching model, I don't know how good that is as a model. I think it tends to confuse people, or it could confuse people. Are we talking about sports? What are we talking about here? And there is an angle of sports, and I cover that, and I think I've got a pretty good page on what is coaching. I sort of liked the model. I've always liked the model. It was, I think back in 2000 or 2001, driving out to the desert to my parents' house from Orange County, and I heard a life coach on KFI 640, and I thought, this is a really cool vehicle to talk to people about change in their lives. And that's what this coach was doing, this life coach. So I've been intrigued by the coaching model, but I may have unfortunately been seduced by a lot of people who run coaching training institutes that they say, you know, take our training and then you can get into the lucrative field of coaching. Well, I don't know how lucrative it is. Okay, so we've got several on Calvin there. Justification by allegiance is definitely a keeper. Predestination, I think I've got that one already put up. There's Third Great Awakening again. Westminster 180, we've already got that one used up for the Westminster Daily Audios. Whitfield Coaching, who knows who George Whitfield is anymore? But you never know, somebody might be searching on it, and you get one person to search on that, on George Whitfield. And or another thing you do, for example, is you set up a Facebook ad, which says, put an ad on everybody who has a Facebook like for George Whitfield. Put an ad on their page until they click it. Then you pay for the click, and then if they go to your program and they sign up, then you have a customer, and the customer could pay certainly more than $8 a year for, that's the cost of the domain, but then you get a whole new client. So that's why I really hate to dump some of these domains. Christian Conservatives for Hillary, who knows, that might be good in 2016. Craig for Congress is a backup site. I haven't even used it. I used kevincraig.us for the campaign. I can get rid of Is It a Sin to Vote for Roy Blunt because he's not running. I'm not running against him anymore. I think everybody should know that by now. Missionary to the Tea Party, there's a Tea Party one. Nobody for Congress, that's kind of a joke, but it's, who knows? That's a valuable domain to keep. Somebody might want that. The Tea Party coaching. Okay, capitalism. I've already said we might want to just get rid of capitalism. I don't know. I sort of like it, but it's just a question. I've got to cut some domains. Christmas conspiracy. 12 days of Christmas. 90. I like the Christmas stuff. I really like Christmas. Church. You know, people who are in. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't talk to people who've been. I haven't been to a church now for 3 years, 4 years. How long has it been? Even though I was in a church here in Missouri for 5 years, I even won attendance awards in their choir, but that ended. Six-day worship, the idea is don't just worship on Sunday, worship 6 days and rest on Sunday, or rest on the seventh day. I don't know if these church domains are useful or not, but I've got a whole lot of stuff. We've got what was called the Elder's Checklist. I've got a huge amount of material on churches and church organization and how everybody should be an elder and how, you know, churches are a major problem. So I'd like to keep the churching domains. Okay, there's coaching. Now there's two kinds of coaching. One here is where the word coaching appears, but there's others, like, for example, worldview. I definitely like the worldview domains because worldview is sort of popular. You know, you've got Chuck Colson, you've got a lot of Christian teachers talking about worldview. Very popular. That could be a real winner. Christopher Columbus coaching. I like Christopher Columbus. I like that one. Dominion coaching, extraordinary Christian coaching. I like extraordinary, I don't know, coaching. I just, for some reason, I like coaching, but I'm not sure how well it works. Iron sharpens iron. That's a really cool one. I like that one. Then there was, I had another one, life finders and life losers, that you have to lose your life if you want to find it. Those who are willing to lose their life, find their life, that whole idea. Perfect coaching. See the 95th of the 95 theses on perfect. I'll see if I can put another link to another perfect thing, but that perfect thing, I like that. That's really good because it strikes out against the antinomian idea that we shouldn't even try to be perfect, even though Jesus says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And people who justify a whole life of mediocrity because that's perfectionism. Well, where does the Bible condemn perfectionism? The problem with perfectionists is that they always say they're perfect when they don't even pay attention to what the law says, and they're not. They're not perfect, and they're not striving to be perfect according to God's law. But I like that one. Valentine's Day. See, what I did was every time I would think of, oh, well, next month we've got something coming up. For example, we got St. Patrick coaching. And I've got Patrick coaching because what I do is I create a subdomain ST, and then you've got ST.PatrickCoaching. I don't even see Patrick coaching up there. It's got to be there somewhere. Anyway, it is there. It's just I've got this subdomain already listed there. But every month you could run a different coaching advertising campaign by saying, okay, here's coming up this month is St. Patrick's Day, so let's do the St. Patrick's Day thing. The American Revolution, you do that in July. Whitfield, you could do any time, but you find out when his birthday is, and then, you know, today is George Whitfield's birthday. What would he say if he were here? What would he say if he were your coach? I like William Wilberforce. That could reach certain audiences. Like the Colson audience. I don't know. I've had somebody say that coaching is confusing. A marketing guru say coaching is confusing. But on the other hand, it's a great model once you get someone enticed in it. And here's another thing to consider is that once you get someone in the program, you have an affiliate program which says for everybody you get signed up, you get 60% of their enrollment fee. It's an affiliate program means that when they get someone to sign up with their link, they get their own unique link, and if somebody clicks on their unique link and signs up, then 60% of the money goes to the person who referred them, so that people who get in the program can then refer someone. So that's another way that this works. I like the Dominion stuff. Education, well, a few years ago I was into education, but I haven't been into education very much, although I do like Victims of Education While Practice, but again, I like them all, actually. That's the reason I got them. Christian Globalism, Christianize the World, Great Commission. Those are all really good biblical ideas. Libertarianism. I'm not into libertarianism. Patriarchy. Petriagora. Only a nutcase like me would come up with a name like that, but it's a combination of family and market. I like Sons of Abraham. There's all the meditation and vows stuff have a lot of connections to the Sons of Abraham stuff. The peace stuff, I sort of like that. Then there's the personal stuff. I don't know why in the world I got my product. I don't have any idea why I got that one. Preterism. Those can be cool. I think that's a big issue. ChristianReconstruction.com is on sale for $4,200. I don't know who got it at first, but they let it go, and it went to the squatters, and now they're selling it for $5,000. So somebody thinks there's some market for that domain. I hate to give that one up. Anarcho-theocracy. Well, that was something I was pushing a few years ago. Again, I just do not know the market value, the value of these domains. And all I know is I don't have a lot of money and I can't pay for all these domains. Every month, more of them come up for renewal and I've got to shell out money to renew them. Theonomy. Who talks about theonomy anymore? I mean, it's a great idea. Theonomic living, theonomic pacifism, theonomic Anabaptists, I'll keep that. Theonomic stuff. People just don't. I mean, it's not on people's minds anymore because Bonson's dead and nobody's really pushing theonomy. So I think I should get rid of domains that specifically talk about theonomy. Vine and fig tree stuff, I'll keep those. Vine and fig tree, VFT365 was just a domain where I wanted to store the daily lessons, but I don't need to store it there. I don't need a separate domain to store it. Again, I like the worldview stuff. That's a definite marketable stuff. Then we got two more future men domains. One guy from the Catholic Worker, Billy O'Connell. And then was Caleb up there. I forgot to comment on that. So I'll get some of these other people to pay for their own domains if they're not mine. But anyway, I appreciate your advice as to which one of these domains are good. And if you would like to make a donation to pay for them, tell me which ones you specifically want me to renew. And I'll make sure that you're paying for the ones that we should renew. Well, thank you for your consideration of all these many domains, helping me to think through what my marketing strategy should be to get people's attention and to get them plugged into Vine and Fig Tree websites. Over and out, or some kind of signature closing like that. See you later.